With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Team Cayman continues competition at the Central American and Caribbean Games in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Radio Cayman's intern, Tyler Stewart, has more.
On day two here at the Central American and Caribbean Games in Santo Domingo, Kate Galatopoulos delivered a lifetime best of 37.91 seconds in the 50-meter breaststroke, qualifying for the final before finishing seventh overall. She later placed 10th in the 400-meter individual medley, while Adam Sellers also finished 10th in the men's 400-meter individual medley after improving his time in the final. At just 15 and 17 years old, the pair continue to gain valuable international experience against some of the region's top swimmers. On day three, Galatopoulos knocked 14 seconds off her personal best in the 1500-meter freestyle, while Sellers turned in a strong swim in the 800-meter freestyle. Attention now turns to day four, where Galatopoulos will contest the 200-meter breaststroke and 400-meter freestyle, with Sellers also taking to the pool in the 400-meter freestyle. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Tyler Stewart.
Thank you, Tyler. In other local sports, Cayman Rugby's under-19s are preparing for the Rugby America's North Championships, and Acting Director of Rugby, Graham Smith, better known to many as Smudge, says this year brought an unexpected twist.
It's the Rugby America's North under-19 regional championships, so we've got Bermuda, USA, Trinidad, Mexico, Jamaica, those kind of teams play. We've had a challenge this year because the Football World Cup, because that was in July, we've had to move it to August, so we've got a lot of players who are unavailable, but that has opened the door to a lot of new players who've all come from Clifton Hunter High School.
Smith says several of those players have only recently taken up the sport, but they've stepped up quickly. Cayman will travel to Mexico for the first time at this level, a major milestone for the program. Despite being short on numbers, though, Smith says the Cayman U19s are locked in and ready for the challenge.
Yeah, we're ready. We're as ready as we will be. We're light on numbers, but we're very ready to go. We're going to give it our all and just see how we go. You know, there's a lot of guys that play rugby in schools in the UK and Ireland, so they're very, very strong, and we blend them in with the new lads. The team has bonded really, really well. There's no them and us. It's a real strong group together, and from there we'll just give it our very, very best.
Smith says that unity will be their biggest strength as they face some of the region's toughest youth rugby nations. The under-19 division across Rugby America's North brings a wide range of skill levels, but the top end is extremely high.
It varies highly. It varies hugely. So we've got the USA, Canada, and Mexico in our region. I think only the USA are turning up this year. They've obviously got professional rugby in their world. They've got academy systems and things like that. One of the things I want to do on the island is create a schools competition, which gets more kids playing more rugby, which raises the standard.
Smith says Cayman will meet the challenge head-on in Mexico, but long-term growth depends on expanding youth participation at home. For now, he says the team is ready to match the intensity and give their very best. Moving on to boxing, Cayman's amateur boxing team is heading back to Tampa, and coach Fillmore Barnett says the mission is simple.
To go and make history for Cayman. An event in Tampa on Palvan Fight Promotion. We was asked to come back after we had an event over there about 3 months ago. We went over there and we participated in that event, and it was very successful. So now, this time, we're going back with a bigger crew, a lot more fighters, more experience going into these other fights, and we're looking forward to produce one of the best amateur fights ever held in Tampa.
Barnett says the promotion is billing the card as Cayman versus USA, and the squad is locked in and ready. Coach Barnett says the team is motivated, well-conditioned, and aiming for big results, especially from Cayman's most seasoned fighters.
Damar and Matthew and Philip are the most experienced fighters going into this event, and we're looking for good result from these boys because they're in excellent condition, well motivated, ready to go. So Cayman, look out for these young boys. You're going to see a great future in these boys. The guys are ready, great shape. So I'm looking forward to great result, and I know they're going to participate and perform to the best of their ability to show Cayman and the youth in Cayman that they can do all things and anything that they want to do in life. Once they put their mind to it, they can do whatever they want to do in life.
The team departs for Tampa this weekend, hoping to build on their strong showing from earlier this year. And rookie lifeguards on the Sister Islands will get their chance to dive into training next week. The Sister Islands sports units are hosting a rookie lifeguard camp from August 3rd through the 7th, running from 8:30 a.m. to noon each day at the 25-meter pool. Head of sports for the Sister Islands sports unit, Mitchum Sanford, says young participants will work on water safety, rescue fundamentals, and confidence-building skills.
We will close out the finale of our summer camps with our fifth camp for the summer, and we'll close out with our junior lifeguard swim camp. Junior lifeguard swim camp will be held at the 25-meter pool, and that camp is going to be led by our swimming instructor, by Miss Claire Hampson. And again, that camp allows the participants to acquire a United Kingdom qualification in either a bronze, a silver, or a gold award. We also touch base in the camp with CPR and AED usage. So absolutely amazing camp. Persons that attended it previously that got an award can attend it again for a refresher, or they can either try to acquire another award. So we look forward to that again next week.
Campers must already be able to swim 25 meters unassisted and tread water for 60 seconds. For more information, Coach Claire Hampson is available at 925-5904. Sanford also shared that a great show of numbers turned out for the cricket camp held on the BRAC.
We finish off with our annual cricket camp. The cricket camp was held from Monday to Friday, July the 27th to the 31st, and it took place at the Kimmenbrac Sports Complex from 8:30 a.m. to 12 noon. A very successful camp again this year with record number of participants. We had 36 participants attended the camp this year. 25 of those 36 were male and 13 was female, all record numbers. And many thanks to our lead coach, Mr. David Bernard Jr., that we bring over every year from Grand Cayman. Mr. David Bernard is a youth development cricket coach, and he was assisted by the RCIPS sergeant, Mr. Ashton Ferguson, during the week. Absolutely awesome. We're so glad to have them. Thanks to the children and the parents for coming out. Thanks to district admin here in the BRAC and facility management team, Ministry of District Admin and Home Affairs. Awesome camp. Look forward to doing it again next year.
Head of sports for the Sister Islands Sports Unit, Mitchum Sanford. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.